joined by Donegal manager John Joe O'Shea. John Joe, finally got your hands on it after three successive defeats at the hands of Monaghan. There's no doubt about it, you're a much better side tonight.
We were. We played particularly well, I suppose Monaghan can't have any complaints about it, no more than we would have any complaints about this past 3 years. But, you know, it was one of those games when all 15 played well, and probably as well as I've ever seen them playing. We've been together maybe this last few months, but you know, on a day like that, no matter who you're playing, when you're 15 play, you're hard to beat, and that's what really happened.
I suppose you could be critical with the amount of wides in the first half, 11 and all, but conditions were poor tonight, so it made it a lot difficult. But you should have really had it wrapped up at half time. I know you went in leading 1-4-2 points, but you should have been more further out of sight.
Well, I would say neutrals watching the game would have said that it should have been over at half time, and we possibly hit a few that went the wrong side of the post. But, you know, we said to the lads at half time that the wind was a factor, of course, but at the same time, we felt that we could maybe have a bit of control in the second half against the wind. And, you know, that's what happened, because we knew we had a few good footballers there that wouldn't be affected by with or against the wind. So, but as you say, it was a bit of a concern at half time, the fact that we, I suppose, if you took our goal out of it, you know, we certainly would have been worried, and probably were worried anyway. But, you know, what can we say? But to hope we can go on now and represent Ulster as well as Monaghan has this past 3 years.
Start of the second half, as you expect Monaghan to come out with a bit of fight in them, but your defence withstood what Monaghan threw at them in the first 10 minutes, and then the goal from Ryan McHugh really finished it. But young Doherty at centre half back, I thought he really held the defence together very much in that first 10 minutes of the second half when Monaghan were putting on pressure.
I mean, at one stage he was up 21 yards out from the Monaghan goal missing when he was back taking one off the line. And, you know, we knew if we could withstand the first 10 minutes onslaught that Monaghan were going to be coming with, that we'd be in there with a shout. And as long as you keep out a goal, I suppose, which we did up to close to the end, we were always going to be in a bit of control, and knew that Monaghan needed a goal. And really, that's what happened this past few years. Monaghan got the goal, they didn't get it tonight, and we got it. So, you know, that's the way it goes, and we'll have to hopefully go forward. And
an Ulster title, no matter what it's at, is fantastic, no matter what level. So what does this mean to Donegal football?
Well, it's 2002 since we had an Ulster title, last Ulster title at this level. I would say, and others were saying it, that it was time that we managed to put one, maybe. But, you know, we came up against an exceptional man and bunch of players this last 3 years, and we weren't able to turn them over, and that's the way it goes. Maybe it adds a little bit now to this year's victory, but look, you know, We've no right in the trophy no more than anybody else, and so hopefully we'll do justice to the province now.
The rain's getting heavier here, John Joe. I'll not keep you much longer. Finally, you now play Meath in the Leinster Champions in 2 weeks' time. I think it's on Saturday week. I know you'll not have looked ahead to that game, but now I'm sure you'll try and find out a little bit of information about them.
You're always, you know, trying to pick up little bits of information. You know, this was the first year I didn't come up and see Monaghan playing before we met, so, you know, you begin to wonder at times whether, you know, what's the right thing to do. But we'll see anyway. But there's no doubt we'll be making a few phone calls anyway and see what me they're like.
Thank you very much. You can go into the shelter. Thank you.